Welcome to TechNet Radio, your guide to the IT universe.
Hey there, thanks for tuning in to TechNet Radio. I'm Aurora Queen, and today is April 17th, 2007. John Weston brings you another episode of the Community Corner on today's show, and our guest is Ed Aldrich, who is founder and co-facilitator of the New England Area SMS User Group, which is actually the largest and oldest known SMS-specific user group in the country. They discuss the new System Center suite of products, focusing on specifically System Center Configuration Manager 2007, which is the next release of SMS. And now here's Community Corner with John Weston interviewing Ed Aldrich on TechNet Radio.
Well, welcome to today's TechNet Radio show. My name is John Weston, and this is the Community Corner. As always, we interview IT pros that are either user group leaders or have something special about technology we want to work with. Today, I've got Ed Aldrich with us. Welcome, Ed.
Hi, John. Thanks very much for having me.
You bet. So, Ed, tell us a little bit about yourself. Who do you work for? What do you do? What part of the world do you come from?
Well, I'm working out of a home office based in Rhode Island, not far from the former home of the America's Cup in Newport, Rhode Island. And I'm a pre-sales systems engineer for 1E, that's the number one letter E, number1e.com. And I work in the primarily in the add-on space for System Center and SMS products to extend that functionality. I'm also the founder and currently the co-facilitator of the New England Area SMS Users Group that is located up in the Massachusetts Beltway area up in Marlboro, Massachusetts. I've been involved in the SMS community since the inception of SMS 2.0 in the 1999 timeframe. I'm also a five-time SMS MVP as well in the SMS space, as well as a five-time invited industry expert speaker to Microsoft's Management Summit for the last 5 years as well.
Great. Well, glad to have you here. I know Ed from my New England territory and his SMS user group. So he and I do some things together with his user group. But I understand your user group doesn't meet that often. But we'll talk about that when we get to the community section of this. So let's start off with System Center. I've heard that, or my understanding of it is a replacement for SMS, right? And it's a replacement for MOM. Are those two products kind of merging together? Or what is a System Center, I guess, suite of products really all about?
Well, there's a lot of confusion, I think, in the general community about the bundling and the posturing and positioning of the respective products. There's a lot of rebranding going on under the so-called System Center banner, where what used to be called Microsoft Operations Manager is now going to be known as System Center Operations Manager 2007. And SMS, previously known as Systems Management Server, will now be known with the next release as System Center Configuration Manager 2007. And they will provide two cornerstones or pillars of about a five or six product suite of tools that Microsoft is collectively putting under the System Center banner.
And so it's not just one product. It's not like one SKU or something that I just buy and I get all of the features, right? I mean, can you purchase the different pieces together, I guess? You're not a licensing expert, I guess. Not a fair question. But
yeah, I wouldn't begin to even touch the licensing aspect of the Microsoft product line. That's a whole separate MVP specialty, I'm sure.
Yeah. Licensing MVP. I like that. We ought to come up with that. Someone that understands it better than we do.
Exactly. But they are, to the best of my knowledge, all independently purchased products, independent SKUs, and so forth. And they cover a wide range of so-called systems management disciplines, where operations manager, of course, is real-time alerting and monitoring with some substantial improvements in the just-released System Center Ops Manager 07 product.
So is that the MOM one that just released a couple of weeks ago or something?
That's correct, yeah. Okay. MOM is now known as System Center Operations Manager 07 or 2007.
And I heard that just released last week, I guess.
Yes, that was released just a week or so ago. And I believe was publicly announced at the just completed Microsoft Management Summit from last week in San Diego.
Good. Yeah. So what did you learn there at that summit? I was going to ask you about that because I know you go to that every year.
Well, it's like drinking from a fire hose for about five straight days, frankly. Just a ton of information that was released that week. Some of the most notable, I think, that were seen in the that affect the operations manager side were just announced relationships with both EMC and Cisco to extend the operations manager alerting and monitoring paradigm into the mass storage device area under the EMC banner, as well as into network-specific devices through the Cisco partnership. So that will allow the MOM extensions into areas that have heretofore been unreachable without a lot of third-party add-on stuff.
So you're not just managing servers and workstations, if you will. Now you can manage the online storage devices as well as your routers all with one management tool.
That's absolutely right. And in fact, a lot of customers have not been able to get into the workstation side of management because of scalability issues with the earlier versions of Operations Manager. But with this version now, the scalability issues appear to be a thing of the past. And so now, not only with scalability, but I believe also some changes in the licensing model, it becomes cost effective, where one can begin to start looking at deploying MOM agents to large numbers of workstations as well as your servers and, as you said, rightly say, the mass storage and network space as well.
That's great. So let's. I know you're an SMS expert, so let's talk specifically about the configuration management piece of it. So what do you see? I mean, obviously SMS has been around, as you say, 8 years or so. It's evolved from SMS 1 to 2 to now, you know, to the next version in the System Center banner. What do you see really, you know, I've always known that as, okay, I can deploy applications with it. I can go out and do hardware software inventory. Is that just the same old game with the new version of SMS, or is System Center, what other kind of features are they going to add to it?
Well, clearly, the Microsoft SMS product team are building on their historical strengths, which are, as you rightly point out, the inventory and software distribution aspect of things. But with System Center Configuration Manager 2007, there are some substantially new and improved feature sets. Just to give you an example, with SMS 2003, there was a so-called feature pack or an add-on solution that allowed an enterprise to begin to look at doing operating system deployments with SMS 2003. But it's been a very complex and difficult process to master all of the piece parts that are required to do that. With the advent of Configuration Manager 07, this is now a native built-in function within the product. And just to give you an example of the amount of effort that the product team went through, the amount of programming effort just for this OS deployment node within the System Center 07 product was as much as the entire product development effort for SMS 2003. So they put a huge amount of effort in simplifying the process of OS deployment. Obviously, the goal being to help customers facilitate Vista deployment and
right,
eventually Longhorn server and so on. So the operating system deployment piece is a huge new feature set. But it's only one of a myriad number of new functions. We've got now the ability to manage through the public internet, not intranet, but through the public internet. So a customer or a client system that's out in a local Starbucks hotspot, for example, accessing the internet can be managed by their SMS infrastructure or their System Center Configuration Manager 2007 infrastructure, just like they would if they were internal to the corporate network, the so-called internet-facing client management. That's a huge new function.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, so I no longer have to be connected to our corporate private network to be managed remotely.
Absolutely right.
As long as they sense my machine out on the internet somewhere, they can make sure that I'm patched and making sure I've got the latest versions of the software and all that kind of stuff.
That's correct.
That's
another major addition is the so-called Network Access Protection, or NAP, and that allows the administrator and the enterprise to establish a set of baseline configuration rules that client systems must have or must meet before they are allowed access to the corporate network. So that, for example, if you have an outside vendor, for example, that comes into your shop with a laptop, before they can even plug into the network and get an IP address, the system will interrogate that device and ensure that it has appropriate security patch levels, that antivirus is installed and up to date, and so forth. And if it fails that check, it can be put into a special holding zone, if you will, with very limited internet intranet IP activity. And the SMS infrastructure in concert with Longhorn server will allow the automatic remediation of those missing or insufficient policies and allow the user to then reboot and attempt to connect a second time and gain access now that the problems have been remediated. So that's also going to be a huge plus for ensuring corporate network security.
Yeah, we've deployed part of that already, NAP, Network Access Protection, internally here. Now, like on today, I'm in the office, so it didn't run. But like last week, I was on the road, and so I dialed in from used the hotel's network to connect to the internet. But then I needed a file off of one of our servers, so I VPN or virtual private networked into our network, and boom, that NAP kicked off. And it put me off into a quarantine, if you will, for about, a minute or two. So it wasn't that long of a delay. But it checked my machine for all kinds of things, making sure my signatures were up to date, make sure my patches are installed, all my virus protection's going good, and then it let me have access to our corporate network. And I see that going to be, you know, prevalent in all large corporate networks. So I think that's going to be a neat feature once we get Longhorn deployed out in all the servers. That's neat.
Absolutely. That's one of the single biggest holes in corporate security that many enterprises have, is that you go through all kinds of effort to ensure your own machines are properly patched and updated and protected. But then, you know, Joe Vendor comes in with his laptop and to do a demo to somebody, and they plug into the network, and before you know it, you know, the IP security guys are going nuts because there's some sort of denial of service that just kicked off.
Yep. So do you have to have tens of thousands of PCs to take advantage of System Center, or is this something that all kinds of companies can take advantage of?
Well, obviously, the SMS, or Configuration Manager 07 product, is intended to scale up to support literally hundreds of thousands of managed devices. It's truly at its best when you're dealing with really, really large implementations. However, you can scale that down to much, much smaller implementations as well, in the 5 to 10,000, 1,000, 5,000, 10,000 client baseline just fine. But your comment is right on the money, because oftentimes the small to medium business or SMB space is an area that is typically underserved, and SMS may well be, or Configuration Manager 07 may well be way too much horsepower for some of those smaller environments. And Microsoft has done what I think is a really brilliant marketing move, in that part of the System Center suite that we alluded to in the beginning of this conversation is what is currently being called System Center Essentials, which is, for lack of a better term, a lightweight version of both SMS or System Center Configuration Manager as well as Operations Manager, all wrapped up into a single product. It uses a very Outlook-like client interface to the administrator and provides both alerting and monitoring as well as some basic configuration manager types of activities as well, all within one product. And that product, I believe, is targeted at the up to 500 client-based systems. So those systems that are, you know, the small mom-and-pop shops up to 500 machines, System Center Essentials is exactly the product that they want to be looking at.
That's great. So if I have less than 500 machines, I get System Center Essentials, which is just the basics, and allows me to manage that number of desktops and servers. But then if I need more than 500 machines, that's kind of the breaking point where I get into the big buying Operations Manager, Configuration Managers, Data Protection, all the different pieces.
Exactly.
Cool. I was going to ask you about Longhorn and Vista. I mean, obviously, if I'm, keeping up with the latest of Microsoft, Longhorn's not out yet, and it may be some time before that's available. And so do I have to wait until Longhorn ships and get Vista on all my desktop clients before I can take advantage of this new Configuration Manager 2007? Or is that something that's, when it comes out, I can take advantage of?
You want to take advantage of it on day one without question, because it will certainly support everything that is pretty much, well, not everything, obviously, but, I mean, everything that's in the Windows 2000 and above space. The Configuration Manager 07 product will support all of those, you know, stock out of the box, as well as the Windows 2000 and Server 2003 baseline systems as well. So it is absolutely not a Longhorn-specific or a Vista-specific platform management solution, although it is designed to be compatible with those products when they do, Longhorn when it does release, and Vista, it will be compatible with Vista, which is already out there today. So you will be well served by looking at this product today. It's currently available as a public beta from a download site on the Microsoft.com website. And it certainly is well worth looking at that product today and begin to kick the tires in the lab environment and get familiar with it.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. I was going to say, okay, obviously people, it's not available today, not released yet. I'm not going to get into release dates. That's because that's, who knows, that'll happen when it happens, because who knows when people are going to listen to this. So it's going to release when it releases, but today they can get the beta. If someone wants to prepare for System Center, learn more, get ready, get that lab environment going, where would you point them on the web to find out more resources?
Well, obviously the www.microsoft.com/SM server, systems management server, is certainly the first stop.
Got it.
And a lot of the resources there are very, very rich, with a lot of links to white papers, technical documents, what do I need to do to get going kind of information and so forth. But once one begins to pull the trigger on the installation and setup, and you want to then get information from your peer community, my personal recommendation, because I have a very, very vested interest in it, is through the myitforum.com space, www.myitforum.com. That is a public web space that is vendor agnostic, although we tend to focus primarily in the Microsoft space. And there are just a ton of resources there, both in the form of web-based browser-accessed forums, or my personal favorite, the email list servers that specifically support a wide range of products, including SMS. And this is a space where one can go and not be afraid of being Joe Newbie and not wanting to ask, you know, idiot user kind of questions, because we encourage that kind of participation from everybody, where you can ask questions of people who have been doing this for a very, very long time and have a wide range of expertise on the entire product line, not only with SMS, but also with the operations manager side of things as well.
That's great. I mean, I was going to mention the, you know, Microsoft.com/System Center, but, I mean, obviously you added a bunch of great resources there that people can go to start learning out and finding out more information. So you mentioned in the introductions that you work for a company that writes third-party or add-ons, if you will, to SMS and sit in the new System Center. I'm not very familiar with that space. I mean, obviously I know our products, the Microsoft stuff, but what can you tell me about the products your company develops, and or what are your competitors out there? I mean, how do you guys extend what SMS can do?
Well, the 1E folks were, the company was founded about 10 years ago by three folks that were formerly employed by Microsoft Premier Support. And the premise of the company initially was to try to provide software solutions that add on to or provide features that are popular that are currently missing from or under-implemented in the existing SMS or System Center product line. And our initial product was to provide a very, very rich and highly scalable wake-on-LAN solution to allow improved software distributions, for example, so that if you're going to deploy an advertisement, you can ensure that all of the machines in the target collection are actually powered up and available to run that advertisement when you run it off hours. We also have a very popular product that is designed for the green space to power savings, to gracefully shut machines down off hours, saving user data in the process. So, and there's just a myriad number of products that I could go on and on about that I won't waste our time here, but the focus being to not to compete with or contradict or be contrary to what's in the Microsoft offerings, but to provide value add above and beyond the implementations that are coming from the Microsoft solutions. For example, the System Center Configuration Manager has a wake on LAN implementation as well as a remote branch distribution point feature. And we feel that those are great as far as they go. And the community has been longing for these for a very long time, but we feel that the implementation is not as robust as it could be. And therefore, our solutions will continue to add value even in that space. But we're just one player of several in this place. SMS Expert is another highly visible player in the same space. And there are others that are not a whole lot, but there are others that are playing in that same kind of add-on solution space.
That's great. Another part of our community or our partner world that, I learn more and more about every day is it's great, neat stuff.
One thing that I would like to add before I forget it is probably appropriate as well, is in the United States, 1E is perceived primarily as a software company, whereas in the UK, which is our home base, is perceived as primarily a consulting company.
When in fact,
the company does both. And here in the United States, just within the last month or so, we've begun to start adding additional staff to provide proper consulting services to our software customers to ensure a completely successful installation of those products using our consultants, as well as working with Microsoft on new SMS architectures and designs as well. We have a very, very close relationship with the consulting services arm of Microsoft worldwide, so we're pretty excited about that addition as well.
That's great. So UK is moving over here to the US and expanding. Well, let's kind of switch roles now a little bit. Well, I want to talk more about your user group. So it's New England SMS Group. I assume you guys may rename it to System Center. And tell me a little bit about your group. How often do you guys meet? Where is it based? That kind of stuff.
Well, it's kind of in the proper sense of user groups, which for the majority of disciplines tend to be a fairly regimented kind of once a month. We meet at the local library on the first Wednesday of the month at 8 p.m. and so forth. And in our environment, we've never done quite like that, because in the SMS world, where we tended to be focused pretty specifically on SMS and operations manager to a lesser degree, we found that the activity in that space was not sufficiently robust to require a meeting more than once a quarter. So as a consequence, we try to meet 4 times a year. The exact dates tend to be kind of fuzzy depending on availability of industry speakers and subject matter and content and other outside activities like the just completed MMS function. We try to work around those. So we tend to meet quarterly. The New England Area SMS User Group was actually the first SMS-specific user group in the country, to my knowledge, and remains one of the largest in the country.
About how many members do you have?
Well, we have on the books, we have about 100 members. We typically draw anywhere from 15 to 40 actual bodies in the seats, depending on the subject matter of the month or the quarter. But we have, as I said, about 100 members in our members-only email list server. So it's a pretty good-sized group of folks. Interestingly, since we started and founded our group 6 or 7 years ago, there are now over 22 that I'm aware of SMS groups around the country. That is really quite exciting, and probably a good plug at this point would be telling your listeners where they could go to find a user group in their area. Again, on that myitforum.com space, if you go to myitforum.com/groups, you will find a list of all of the user groups that are affiliated with the MyIT Forum community. And as of last check, as I said, there's about 22 of them around the country there. When we do meet, and off that link I just gave you on the group's web subset, there is a link to our group, our public web page, where we keep information about the next meeting and what we talked about at the last meeting and so forth. And you can find all of the logistics support information around when we meet, where we meet, how to get there, and so forth. So hopefully your New England community listening audience will find everything they need right there.
That's great. I mean, I love to hear non-traditional user groups, right? I mean, just like you described, most of them are meet once a month on a certain set day, and they're so rigid. And it's really neat to see you guys have a lot of passion around a specific product, want to share a lot of information, but you only see a need to meet in a quarterly basis. And that's cool, right? I mean, it doesn't have to be in this rigid format. And it looks like you're using this website to an email list, I assume, to be able to keep community going between the meetings, right? So, I mean,
that's exactly right. And we've been very, very blessed in that since the inception of this group, Fidelity Investments has a major facility in the Marlboro, Massachusetts area. And since day one, they have hosted the physical venue for these meetings. Even though over a year ago, they no longer utilized the SMS product in their space at all, but they still continue to provide a coordinator that allows us to use their facilities, even though they have no personal vested interest in that. That's great.
That's neat.
Really, really great commitment.
They care about
on their
the community
part.
More than specifically the product, and they want to help continue to support the community.
Exactly right.
That's great. Well, running that user group must take a lot of your time and effort. Why do you do it?
Well, I have a lot of passion around community at large. It was the existence of a community that helped me to learn how to be an SMS administrator when I first dove into this swamp, you know, going on 8 or 9 years ago. And without the existence of a community, I would not have been nearly as successful as I've been since that time. And so I have a lot of passion around helping others that did exactly the same thing for me years ago. And very honestly, the amount of effort that it takes to do this, I have a terrific co-facilitator in April Cook from Jetronics, who helps me to coordinate and run the group when I'm not able to. And we find that with the assistance of our local Microsoft Waltham office and a couple of key folks up there, folks such as yourself who are very, very helpful at providing us with the all-important swag, raffle item giveaways, and so forth, we find that it really doesn't take all that much effort to do this. And we usually use as a sounding board, the list server to poll the community as to what topics are of particular interest to them that they'd like to hear somebody come in and talk about. Or more often than not, being as plugged into the general SMS community as myself and April and others are, we usually have a pretty good sense of what would be appropriate to bring to the group without having to go through a lot of effort asking them what they want. For example, just coming from the Microsoft Management Summit week in San Diego last week, just a ton of information, and only 4 or 5 of our members were actually able to attend that session. So we will probably do another meeting here, probably in the May timeframe, May or early June timeframe, that will be essentially an MMS wrap-up and give them a gut sense of all of the highlights of what those of us that attended were able to see at that session. So it really is not that hard to do, and I highly encourage folks to either attend a group in their area, or if not, by all means look at starting up their own group. And on that MyIT forum space, there are articles that are published there that talk about how to do so. I've published an article there about how I started my group, and that model has worked very well to the point, as I said, we now have over 20 systems management-oriented groups around the country.
That's great. I was going to you answered the question I was getting ready to ask there. Was if somebody can't find a user group, how do you start your own? Because obviously you've done it, and you've been experienced at doing it, and it doesn't sound like it's too difficult. You just got to have the passion and the time and make the effort. And there's resources out there like you just pointed to, myitforum.com. Another one I'm familiar with, if you're kind of not doing SMS specific, is Culminus.com. They're kind of an overall IT pro, and they've got a bunch of resources on their website to help you if you want to do just an IT pro specific user group worldwide. So even if you're listening to us outside the United States today, they've got some great resources that can help you. It's free. Just go out there and find out more information about Culminus, because they can help you get that kicked off. Well, great, Ed. Anything else you want to add about your user group or specifically about System Center today?
Well, I think that we're in for some serious rock and roll fun here over the next 6 months to a year as these products all begin to hit the street. The stuff that we saw at MMS around the rest of the System Center suite, particularly the Virtual Machine Manager product, that's going to allow us to finally get a handle around the absolute plethora of virtual machines and virtual server systems. That's an incredible product and just exciting as can be. As I said, System Center Essentials, excellent product for the small to medium-sized business. The new service desk offering that's coming from Microsoft a year or two down the road that handles both help desk and change management kind of activities is very, very exciting. I think that for the first time in a very, very long time, the product teams at Microsoft have really gotten their heads together. They're all working in a unified direction, a lot of which I think is part of the so-called Dynamic Systems Initiative and so-called infrastructure optimization model that is being hammered home across all of the product lines at Microsoft Corporate are finally beginning to really pay some significant dividends, to the point where we're seeing for the first time ever just recently the SMS 2003 product and the anticipated Config Manager 07 product are finally in the holy grail of the Gartner quadrant for the first time as being the premier systems management solution out there, and up against some real heavyweights like Tivoli and Unicenter and BMC Patrol and some of those types. For the first time, SMS is being seen as, if not equally as well, even better than a lot of these products. So that's pretty exciting stuff when you consider the wide range of cross-platform support that's being introduced, which we didn't even touch on here due to lack of time, but it's going to be a very, very interesting year or two in the systems management space across the board, and I'm really excited to be part of the ground floor.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, you're right. It couldn't be a more exciting time. I mean, this not only is just it's not just a rename of the products. It's kind of we're going to have new versions or merging of all these products together to be a huge player in the enterprise, as well as and you don't have to be an enterprise to take advantage of them. So that's just great, Ed. And I really want to send you a thanks for spending your time with us today and all of your expertise. And once you give, if you want to give people a way to get in contact with you by website or email, you want to offer that up today?
Absolutely. You can't do much in the community space if people can't find the community. My email alias is ed.aldrich, that's A-L-D-R-I-C-H, at 1E, the number 1, the letter E, .com. And our New England Area SMS User Group, as I said, is found off myitforum.com/groups. And for anyone interested in the range of 1E products that we talked about a little bit earlier, I would suggest you look at the corporate website at www.1e.com, as we said earlier, and I'm here and available to answer questions of any type and kind from anybody.
Well, great, Ed. I sure appreciate you joining us today. For everybody's my information, is email is jweston@microsoft.com, or you can go out and check out my blog, which I talk about things like System Center and other products at Microsoft related, at blogs.technet.com/jweston. So you can go out and see more information about myself. Well, Ed, I want to give again a thanks for joining us today, and we'll talk to you guys next month.
Thanks very much, John, and feel free to call anytime. Glad to help.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
John Weston and Ed Aldrich on TechNet Radio. There's a couple Operations Manager webcasts coming up I wanted to let you know about. On Friday, April 20th at 9:30 a.m. Pacific Time is a TechNet webcast titled System Center Operations Manager 2007 Technical Overview. And this is more of a high-level overview of each of the new functional areas and the enhanced feature set in System Center Operations Manager 2007. And then Thursday, April 26th at 9:30 a.m. Pacific Time, there's another TechNet webcast titled System Center Operations Manager 2007 Installation and Management Pack Migration. I put the links for both of those, as I usually do, up on our site, microsoft.com/TNradio. For a listing of all MOM and SMS webcasts, you can visit microsoft.com/events/series/TechNetMMS.MSPX. Remember, our email address here is tnradio@microsoft.com. So drop me a line. Let me know what you think of our show. And thanks, as always, for listening. I'm Aurora Queen for TechNet Radio.
Have comments or want to request a story idea? Call us at 1-877-814-6506.